This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday delivered Russia's long-awaited response to a Western price cap, signing a decree that bans the supply of crude oil and oil products from February 1st for 5 months to nations that abide by the cap. VOA Steve Koresh has more.
The group of seven major powers, the EU and Australia, agreed this month to a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian seaborne crude because of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The decree includes a clause that allows for Putin to overrule the ban in special cases. Steve Koresh, VOA News, Washington.
Kosovo's interior minister has accused Serbia, under the influence of Russia, of aiming to destabilize Kosovo by supporting members of the country's ethnic Serb minority in weeks of protests and violence. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
Kosovo has a small ethnic Serb minority. Some members have been blockading roads there since December 10th and exchanged gunfire with police. Late on Monday night, Serbia, which is allied to Russia, also announced that it was putting its army on its highest level of alert, saying that it fears Kosovo authorities are preparing to attack the ethnic Serbs. Serbia's defense minister denies Kosovo's claims and says it wants to protect the minority.
The UN Security Council on Tuesday called for the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and girls in Afghanistan, denouncing a ban by the Taliban-led administration on women attending universities or working for humanitarian aid groups. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's flagship carrier, Ethiopian Airlines, has announced it will resume daily flights to Tigray region's capital, Mekele, as an African Union-brokered peace deal moves forward. Mohamed Youssef reports from VOA's Africa News Center in Nairobi, Kenya.
The national carrier said it will operate daily flights from Wednesday and increase the number of daily flights depending on demand. The airline halted flights to the region weeks after the war broke out in November 2020 between Ethiopian Federal Forces and the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The announced resumption of flights comes just a day after Ethiopian officials arrived in Tigray's capital, Mekele, for the first time in nearly 2 years for implementation of a November peace deal. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday left in place for the time being a pandemic-era order allowing U.S. officials to rapidly expel migrants caught at the U.S.-Mexico border to consider whether 19 states could challenge the policy's end. The court, on a 5-4 vote, granted a request by a group of Republican state attorneys general to put on hold a judge's decision invalidating the emergency public health order known as Title 42, while it considered whether they could intervene to challenge the ruling. Foreign companies have welcomed China's decision to end quarantine for travelers from abroad, but the move is not without its costs or its critics, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The National Courier said.
The news of further easing of restrictions was welcomed by foreign companies who see the move as an important step to revive slumping business activity. Business groups had warned China the strict quarantine measures was shifting business away from China because foreign executives were blocked from visiting. However, the abrupt U-turn by the government has left hospitals flooded with feverish, wheezing patients as the virus spreads. Architect Lu Haoming believes the easing of restrictions could have been handled better. Hospitals are full of people, and the emergency rooms are full of patients who are not being attended to. So this is a problem. The government should have done the job in a more meticulous way. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mexico's president on Tuesday urged people not to be tricked by drug traffickers giving out Christmas gifts after suspected cartel members were filmed handing out toys in a major city. Authorities said they launched an investigation about images showing criminals distributing presents in Guadalajara. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.